Always great to come here to Commodity Classic, particularly when you take a look at yield contest, Wheat Foundation started that just a few years ago, and it's always exciting to see what we have. Give us an idea as far as what kind of results we saw this past year.
Yeah, and great contest overall again. And, you know, certainly as Westbred, we're proud to have all the growers that planted Westbred varieties down here this year. We had 11 of the 24, so we did pretty well. Some great products from around the country. You know, when I think about yield results, I mean, you kind of look at that. For the Westbred winners, we averaged anywhere from 109 bushels to 212 bushels, with their average across all 11 being 139 bushels. So, you know, that's pretty phenomenal wheat. I think everybody, and the other impressive part, Don, I mean, we always talk about, you know, yield and quality for those national winners. And two of the Ben Busters got quality awards from the foundation as well. So you can grow high-yield wheat and high-quality.
That is phenomenal. What kind of things are these producers doing to achieve those kind of results?
Yeah, I look at it, and certainly, you know, they're well-versed, and all of them have different answers, right? But they're really looking at, you know, the total crop production system. I mean, they're picking the right genetics for the field. They're looking at, you know, seeding rate populations. As they go in, of course, seed treatments, the crop protection products protect that yield all the way through. They're looking at micronutrients. They're really feeding those, you know, split applications of nitrogen, calcium, sulfur, you know, really paying attention to the crop and what it needs when it needs it.
So looks like we could have an early spring in our region, hopefully get that wheat off to a good early start. What should these growers be thinking about here in 24?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think... you know, as they're going into the season here, you know, picking the right genetics, talking to their seed supplier about, you know, which product should they plant on which acre, right? Sometimes we get, you know, a little bit caught into, hey, it's a single variety or two varieties across the whole farm. And I think there's a lot of great choices out there. We hope it's Westbred, but there may be other choices that are better for that field to optimize the yield.
As far as anything new the grower should be looking at?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited because we've had... you know, a set of products, and they've been really good up in your listening area, WB 9590, WB 9719, WB 9606. But we actually just went through advancement deployment back in October, and we've got three brand new products in hard red spring category coming. They're in production. They'll be in production this year, and some certified seed available for the 25 season. I'm excited about that product because, you know, our bar has been, you know, competing with WB 9590, which, by the way, was the number one planted variety in North Dakota and Minnesota, right? So it was a high bar, but we've got some products here that we feel like are improvements and add even more benefits for that farmer in the future.
So will growers be able to see that in the field in some places this year?
Yeah, we'll have demo strips out with our seed suppliers, so there will be enlarged demo strips across that area. And so, yeah, we continue. Every time you bring a new product, you want to get it out there on a large scale and really understand. And the seed suppliers will really understand how it compares, where a companion, and which fields to put it on.
Now we just need Mother Nature to cooperate.
We absolutely do. You know, it's been kind of a mild winter, I would say, right? And it may be an early planting season, but you never know, right? And I always hold my breath, and I know growers up there are struggling with, you know, what's the right cropping mix, crop choices. We hope they choose Westbred and spring wheat, but certainly we know they got a lot of choices.